USA Radio News.
Now is the time to prioritize to keep your family safe. Do not take chances. So, let's all be safe. Stay alert to weather updates. Watch this storm closely. Listen to local officials.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct. It's not right.
The entire Melania Trump interview will be airing Friday night on ABC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reid Hoffman is one of Silicon Valley's most high-profile investors. He was an early investor in Facebook and also the co-founder of LinkedIn. Hoffman was on CBS This Morning and said when you build a company up, a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas, back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
Hoffman also talks about how being able to adapt is key for a startup.
You have to understand that it's not going to have this comfortable and efficiency where you learn it and just iterate slowly. You're going to be doing massive changes every 6 to 12 months, including in how you run the company. And so by embracing chaos and knowing that we are going to be kind of running in a way that looks totally chaotic, but we're doing no in order to get to be the first to scale, is the way that you actually succeed.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Former White House aide Dina Powell is a top candidate to replace Nikki Haley as ambassador to the United Nations. Now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox Business and talked about what Haley brought to the table.
Nikki Haley did a terrific job of representing the spirit of the president in saying, America's not going to go around apologizing. We're a strong nation. We put America first. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to capitulate to all these pipsqueak nations that want to somehow make us feel guilty because we're prosperous. And I don't know of anyone who's ever been more effective as the U.N. ambassador than Nikki Haley in simply saying, folks, if you want to criticize the U.S., then maybe we'll quit writing checks to your government. Good for her.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender switches parties again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when the U.S. Naval Academy opens in Annapolis, Maryland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.